thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it's Daniel Smooth from Time to BS. Thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast, and I got something to tell you all today. If you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one simple place. Let me explain before we start the show. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or even your computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and even more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one simple place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. So what are you waiting for? Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Thanks for tuning in, guys, and enjoy the show. I look like an Italian. I look like a hardcore Italian in a bathrobe and like a fucking chain.
Should have gotten
your
wine, man.
There you go. I mean, it's start of 2022 and a great start. I'm wearing sunglasses, a bathrobe, pants. Don't you worry, ladies. And a fucking gold chain. Because I can.
It's America, man.
It's America. You gotta do what you gotta do. Welcome to 2022, John. How you doing?
I'm doing good, my guy.
Oh, man, this is going to be funny. All right. We'll make this quick, but... Well, the whole show will probably be like an hour or so. Screw it. We got a lot to talk about, finally.
Yeah.
Finally, after like a few weeks, we got a lot to talk about, though.
It's not the holidays no more.
It's not the holidays no more, but... Yeah, it's true. But happy 2022, everyone.
Yeah, we made it.
We made it. Well, not out of the whole thing, but we made it.
Yeah, it's another year.
It's another year. What are we going to do? Get drunk and get high and do a whole bunch of shit, right?
Same as every other year.
There you go. That's it. That's all you can do. That's all you can do, really. All right. Off to the show.
It's time to BS.
We don't believe in quitters. You gotta make it. You decided to go down this road, you gotta make it.
You have to. The only disappointment is that Rachel isn't joining us. Rachel, of all people, would have loved this.
You went down this road tonight, so...
I went down this road tonight. I mean, today's been a decent day, but tonight will be a good night. I firmly believe it, but we're gonna have a good show today. We're gonna have a good show today. I can firmly believe it. This is not going on YouTube though. Definitely not.
Oh God, no.
God no. I don't know about the whole, because God, YouTube.
It limits creative.
I just texted my friend Scott the fucking picture of me in a bathrobe. He's like Hugh Hefner's grandson looking ass.
Yeah. YouTube may limit creative. Freedom.
Yeah, this is true.
They don't let you say what you want.
Alright, but welcome to Time to BS episode, what are we on? 127? 127. Wow, I've been doing this for 127 episodes.
God damn.
Christ. 127 episodes of crap. What do you expect? But, John, how you doing?
I'm good, my guy.
You're good. Everyone's good.
Yeah.
Everyone's all good.
Easy That's... start, new year, same shit.
That's it. That's all you can ask for, right?
Yeah.
It's all you can ask for. Yeah, if you could come closer to the microphones, because it's clear. Yeah, just put the microphone closer to you. There we go. It sounds clear now, right?
Yeah.
There we go. Perfect. That's awesome. We got a lot of show to talk about. For starters, this one's fucking hysterical. This story is like 3 months behind, but apparently a teacher removed her flag, like the American flag, in her fucking classroom. Because apparently it made her uncomfortable. You know what she replaced it with?
The gay flag.
The gay pride flag. Not like there's anything wrong with it. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Honestly, I feel I would have had no issue if you just had both flags.
If she just had both flags, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, but apparently the whole story goes, she took down the American flag because it made her uncomfortable, and she just completely forgot to put it up, and she just replaced it with the gay pride flag. That's not what got her in trouble. What got her in trouble is she posted the video of her on TikTok.
Idiot.
Another reason why TikTok is a curse.
Well, people do it to themselves. You don't post yourself doing shit you're not supposed to on the internet. You want to do illegal shit? Nobody should know you're doing illegal shit. You just do the illegal shit and that's it.
Like there was a, there was some guy who posted a TikTok himself photoshopping digital tickets to get into the to get floor seats.
Idiot.
It's like, good job, you moron.
You let everyone in on how to do illegal shit.
It's like, good job, you moron. Good fucking job.
You destroyed your fucking business.
Good job. In other news, Joey Gatto? How the fuck am I pronouncing his name? Joe Gatto is leaving the Impractical Jokers.
Oof.
A terrible start to 2022.
It won't be the same.
But that's not made it. But, the audience might know who this guy is, but you don't. Did you read the article though? EDP445. Did you read that?
I vaguely remembered who.
Vaguely remember who he is.
Yeah, you know he's doing some pedophilia.
So he's now in prison for child pedophilia or talking to underage children or underage girls or whatever. No, he didn't do that.
That he did not.
He did not.
He
I don't know.
To.
I don't know.
He
I mean,
wanted to.
I mean, look he at myself. To. When you're fat and lonely, I won't know. We're honest here. We are honest. That's for sure.
There's always fish in the sea, man.
Good God, man.
You just gotta throw it out the line and see what you catch.
Yeah, but you make sure she's like, what the fuck, man? The fuck? Good God.
Grouper, mahi-mahi, flounder, catch of the day.
Good God, man. I know I'm in a bathrobe, but come on now. All right, here we go.
Hey, we're not on YouTube.
Yeah, we're not on YouTube, but like we're still on like Spotify and shit like that, so be careful.
Well, some of the things on my Spotify playlist, I think we're okay.
Fair point. Betty White died.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Nice older than sliced bread.
Literally.
She's older than sliced bread. Yeah. But she died 2.5 weeks before her 100th birthday. God pulled a fast one.
You couldn't just wait.
Couldn't just wait. He was like, nope, your time is up, motherfucker. Your time is up. And People Magazine, this is great. So People Magazine put out a magazine about Betty White. 2 weeks before her 100th birthday, the next day, she dies.
It was still in the grocery store.
Still in the grocery store, she's fucking dead on sight. Oh, man.
Like, very last minute death.
Very last minute death, like, uncalled for.
Yeah.
Like, completely uncalled for. It's funny, though.
Uncalled for, but at the same time, 99.
99, God bless
Hell
her.
Hell of an age.
Hell of an age. That's like,
I
one point short
of...
1 point short on a world Chamberlain.
Like, we gotta wonder what her secret is. But hey, it's nowhere near Wilt Chamberlain's greatest record.
What's his greatest record?
20,000 women.
Good man. Good man.
He wrote in his book that he slept with 20,000 women.
Good God. Dr. BDE has got a record to catch.
Hey, Wilt Chamberlain.
Not me. That's not me.
He's an NBA star. He could do it.
Yeah, Dr. BDE for context is not me. Let's be clear with that. It's not John either. It's a friend of mine that we're going
to
break.
I tried to chase the Wilt Chamberlain record. Impossible.
It's impossible.
No, because you literally have to start be fucking like multiple a day, every day.
Did you do the math on this?
You have to start when you're like 13, I'm pretty sure.
Good God, you've done the math.
Well, I try to do the math to figure out if his claim is even right, and I don't even think it's right.
I don't think it is either.
However, it's probably in the thousands, I believe.
Wilt Chamberlain, probably the fourth greatest player of all time.
Probably, but probably the most physically gifted player of all time.
I don't know, Kareem was pretty up there. Kareem was up there.
Wilt Chamberlain could lift Arnold Schwarzenegger with one arm.
That's right, he could. Really?
Yeah, look it up.
I'm going to go.
Google
that. Ow. I'll Google that eventually. Kyrie Irving is back. Sort of.
For away games.
And he's injured.
He played last night.
I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised if he's injured or something. Be really funny, actually. What else is going on?
It's going to mess up the team, him being like in and out, in and out.
In and out, in and out, in and out. Watch, it's going to fuck up the Nets entirely.
That's going to fuck up the lineups.
It's going to be terrible.
Yeah, like that's not going to work.
Nope. It won't at all.
They need to give him the jab.
Yeah.
Give it to him in his sleep if you have to.
I would too.
Yeah, like, you know, just tranquilize him, jab him, and then tell him he's good to play.
It's, yeah.
Tell him the law changed. He wouldn't be any wiser.
Yeah. I don't know. Just pull like an Italian mafia thing. Or just like fucking just chloroform his ass.
Steve Nash needs to get on this.
Steve Nash?
He's the head coach of the Nets.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
He needs to get on this.
I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Steve Nash needs to get on this.
He does.
He needs to chloroform Kyrie Irving.
Chloroform Kyrie. I mean, they are in Brooklyn after all. That's
and
true.
And jab him.
That's, yeah.
Just drag him to Brownsville.
Yeah, good point. Drag him to downtown, like to South Brooklyn. Oh, man.
Canarsie, Brownsville, East New York.
I love the choice of outfit we have here. You're wearing a Giannis jersey. You're wearing a Milwaukee Bucks Giannis jersey with a backwards Under Armour cap. Yeah. No shirtless underneath it. Jeans. Fucking shoes.
I heard we're getting snow.
So you decided to go... Yeah, true. We're getting piled on with snow, probably. Mm-hmm. Like a foot and a half.
I'm going to have to fucking shovel.
I won't.
Because you live in an apartment. You
I know. I'm such a shithead.
You get to enjoy it.
I will. I will enjoy it gladly. If you need to crash for the night, go for it. I got the weighted blanket.
Oh, nah. I got myself ready to go, like, home-wise.
Oh, good man. Good man.
Yo, you want to jump on Xbox tomorrow?
Oh, fuck yeah. We'll do that. Yeah. We'll do that. This is a... Did you, do you remember, like, 2 years... There was a blizzard, like, 3-something-odd years ago, where apparently every single road in Suffolk County shut down.
If it was, like, 3 years ago, I may have been in Oklahoma.
2 years ago.
Like...
Still know you?
I don't remember every road shut
down. I think it was, like, Nichols Road shut down entirely.
Yeah, I don't recall.
You don't recall that? Oh, okay.
I may have been at OU.
Might be me, then.
Or was it like the one big one last year in January? Like that one that we got last January?
Probably.
And that one I was working during the height of. I was doing a move.
All right. I got a great story for you. There's a woman out there selling her farts on OnlyFans or some shit like that.
I thought it was eBay.
It was eBay?
It may have been eBay.
I'm going to look this up again.
You can buy NBA jerseys?
Here we go. Stephanie Mato, M-A-T-T-O, Stephanie Mato, however the fuck I pronounce her name, she made 38,000 euros, which is the equivalent in what?
Like a lot of dollars.
Euros.
Like
$2. $43,000.
Holy shit.
She made $43,000 a week.
Fuck.
a week.
Holy fuck.
Selling farts in a jar. Why?
Why?
I'm going to look this up here. I'm going to look more of this up here. Stephanie Mato. Okay, here we go. Got it. Stephanie Mato made over $100,000 selling farts in her jar. She landed in a hospital because of serious health issues. According to the New York Post, Stephanie, she experienced a heart attack scare, because she ate too much gas-induced foods, like protein shakes and beans. That'll do it. I thought I was having a stroke and that these were my final moments, she told Jam Press. I was overdoing it. Stephanie recalled the painful symptoms she experienced. I'm going to read this whole article, am I? I could tell that something was not right, and that evening I was lying in bed. I could feel pressure in my stomach moving upward.
I wonder who was buying farts.
There are some sick fucking people out there, man. Let's be clear with that.
Like, I understand, like, wanting to, you know, fuck a bitch in the ass, but farts?
Like, goddamn. I could tell something was not right that evening.
Was she like a fart in a bag?
No, I think she pulled like a Belle Delphine thing. Google that. Google Belle Delphine, and you'll thank me.
I know that bad.
Oh god. It was quite hard to breathe, and every time I tried to breathe in, I feel a pinching sensation around my heart. No shit.
Yeah, because she literally committed her body to making farts.
Which is already unhealthy for you.
Yeah.
And that, of course, made my anxiety escalate, she continued. I actually called my friend and asked if they could come over and drive me to the hospital because I thought I was experiencing a heart attack. It was made clear that I was experiencing, was it a stroke or heart attack, but very intense gas pains. Good God. There's some sick people out there. She made 200,000... Selling her farts made her a grand total of $200,000 before she had to stop.
Are you kidding
me? I'm not making this up. I'm reading the article right now. What the fuck?
That's disturbing.
She now plans to... Oh, come on. She now plans to donate some of the money to charity that supports gastric disorders. Come on. You gotta be kidding me.
That's like a insult to injury.
That's terrible. That's like saying... I don't know. You get a bounty for killing someone.
Fucking OnlyFans.
And you send the money to like people who families have died of murdered fathers or some shit.
Yeah, that's like it's a bad optics.
Terrible.
Looks bad. Makes you look kind of scummy.
I have been getting a ton of negativity, she says. I have even received death threats for selling my farts. People tell me to end my life and so on. I try my best.
Right. That's a little too far, but...
Yeah.
You know, she's not the brightest for selling her farts.
In her viral TikTok video... There you go, that's why. Stephanie took her followers through her fart-making process, noting that she got the day started by eating beans, a protein muffin, or low-sugar yogurt... And hard-boiled eggs.
So wait, was her work day just, like, farting all fucking day?
God, that's disgusting. Wait, so, like,
her work day was just sitting there farting all fucking day from all the shit she ate.
That's disgusting. That's just gross.
You know how nasty that ass had to have been?
Ugh. I don't even want to know.
That ass had to have been nasty.
Ugh, God, I don't even want to know that.
You pull out of that, it's a little brown at the end.
Ugh, jeez, that's enough of you. Stop it. Okay, back to sports. The national championship game between Alabama and Georgia again.
I saw it coming.
Six out of the 8 years that the national championship, that the college football playoff's going on, Alabama's been in the national title
the
game.
The good news is, Nick Saban is 70 years old.
That won't help. What? You know why? Because Bill O'Brien's gonna take over as head coach. You're welcome.
I don't know if Bill O'Brien is Nick Saban.
Yeah, fair point. That's true.
Yeah, you can't, like, make the... That's a pretty far-fetched one, actually.
Alright, here we go. The Winter Classic was cold, and it was beautiful.
Cold as fuck.
It was beautiful, though.
That was old-school hockey.
What was it, like, -3 degrees?
Yeah.
It was beautiful in Minnesota.
Like classic hockey.
Where was it, in Minnesota?
Yeah, Minneapolis.
That's why, there you go, Minnesota.
That's a hockey city.
Oh, it's beautiful. State of hockey.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's the state of hockey. I don't know if it's, like, really the state of hockey.
But it probably is.
It's cold as shit up there, though.
It's cold as shit, and they have like the, they have a lot of high school hockey there. Like, all the high schools are very active with hockey there.
I wonder what their high school arenas are like. Are they inside or outside?
I think they're inside.
They better be outside. I hope some of them are outside.
Yeah, and then I know, like, you know, the University of Minnesota is very big college hockey.
That's true. That's very good at hockey. Duluth hockey, too? Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful.
Like, that's a true hockey state.
Oh, here we
that's
go.
Where the Winter Classic belongs, is places like that.
It's time to BS.
What's up, everyone? Guess what? This show isn't free, so time for some ads. Thanks to our friends at La Terrain for sponsoring this podcast. Every watch is designer made and built with pride. Have a watch for every moment with La Terrain. You can get your stylish new watch today with this exclusive deal only for Time to BS listeners. Use the promo code TIME2BS at LaTerrain.com for a free compass when you purchase any select timepiece. That's TIME2BS at LaTerrain.com.
A U Stadium Podcast.
The NFL season is almost done. Well, the regular season at least. And holy hell, it looks one-sided. Again.
No parity.
No parity. You know what I want? You know what I desperately want? Since the Super Bowl might be getting moved to Dallas because of California law or some shit. California law is like so fucked up that their mask mandate's like February 15th, which is a day after the Super Bowl.
So the NFL is...
They'd be like, yeah, fuck this. We're moving it to Dallas.
Yeah, they know Dallas doesn't care about none of it.
You know what I want desperately? Rams and Bengals. Tell me that would not be a great game.
That'd be a fun game.
That'd be a fun game.
I'd like it.
It'd be great. Speaking of Los Angeles, well, the Chargers in this case, Chargers head coach Brandon Staley kicked a field goal on the 1 yard line, and he must pay for all of his crimes. How the fuck do you go, do you kick a field goal on the 1 yard line?
Why?
What's wrong with you? This is the same guy, by the way, who goes for it on fourth down. More than anyone in football.
And then he decides at the 1 yard.
He decides, nah, I'm gonna be a pussy today. Nope.
I don't understand these coaches sometimes, man.
I don't blame you. I really
like,
don't.
These coaches piss me off.
You'll love this one. Cole Beasley has about $100,000 worth of fines over COVID protocols the last 2 years.
God damn.
Yeah, he's got like hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines.
Has he paid them?
I don't know. I probably. I'm going to assume so.
Who knows? Maybe he's like the Charles Sprewell he got for his kids.
Speaking of TikTok from before, Sirius Radio now has TikTok radio station.
What the fuck are they playing
on there? John is scratching his eyes in disbelief. Why?
Why?
Why? TikTok? Who needs...
You know, I'm starting to think TikTok is like, you know, might have been the worst thing to happen in like internet history.
I don't know.
It might be up there.
It might be up there. Like, might be up
when
there.
When you think about the amount of rancid shit that comes out of it daily.
That's a fair point. Yeah. Well, this might be a half hour show, but we got a lot to talk about, though.
God damn.
Yeah, it's been 21 minutes. About that.
Wow.
Good fucking deal. What else is going on here? Do you remember when Matt Rhule was hired by the Panthers and everyone loved it?
Yeah.
Look what happened now. Not his fault, though, but...
You can't put it on him. That team is not
terrible.
Good.
It's terrible.
You know, I think you have to put that on management, too, for the roster.
Who's the general manager?
Not sure for Carolina. I'd have to look that
one up. Yeah, someone look that up. Whether you or me. Yeah, go look that up. All right. Did you see the Russell Wilson sweepstakes that might happen?
Yeah.
Did you see which two teams are the favorites right now?
I saw Dolphins.
Your team, yes, the Giants are.
I don't want them.
And the Dolphins, yes. The Dolphins and Giants are the favorites right now to land Russell Wilson.
I said the Dolphins first. I don't want the Giants to get
okay.
We're not trading a first-round pick for them, and we have no line.
First of all, the Giants would be the only team, realistically, that would do it. Because they're desperate enough for a quarterback.
It wouldn't fix the issues.
It would not. But I'll gladly take your two first-round picks.
We can't do it.
Three, technically.
If we do that, it's going to be a disaster.
How much do you think Russell will cost? Three firsts? Three first-round picks?
I would say elite quarterback.
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer.
Three first round picks.
How old is he?
30. About to turn 34 this year?
Maybe two. Maybe two firsts and a second.
Two firsts, a second, and maybe a third next year?
Maybe. Just because of his age.
How about this?
If he was 2 years younger, he would be three.
Right out of the gate, it would cost you your two first round picks this year. Right out of the gate. That'd be it.
If you trade for Russell Wilson, the Giants would be sensible to not trade the ones this year and trade future.
That's a good point. But knowing if Dave Gettleman still is the general manager...
I don't think he's going to be.
He won't be.
I don't think he'll be. And honestly, after what I saw Sunday, Joe Judge shouldn't be the head coach.
No, I don't...
That rant?
Yeah, it was bad.
You saw that rant?
That was bad.
That was embarrassing.
That was really fucking bad.
That came off horribly.
Yep. No kid.
Did you see the statistics the Giants offense put that game?
Bad. Putrid. Really bad. What, did Mike Glennon complete four passes for like negative 4 yards?
I don't know. I think half the time, whenever I was I decided to watch Red Zone Channel instead of the Giant game.
However, speaking of offense, Seattle put up 51 points at Detroit.
It's Detroit.
But still. It took 4 years, but Rashad Penny actually looks like a good pick. Unbelievable. You know what's funny? The second Adrian Peterson becomes like a de facto coach for this team, Rashad Penny is now the leading rusher in the NFL in like the month of, like in like the last 4 weeks.
Maybe it was coaching the whole time. Maybe the running back coach is not the guy.
No, like people were saying, like Adrian Peterson, the second he got in, it was like, oh, Chris Carson's starting to learn. Well, he's out, but Travis Homer, DJ Dallas, Alex Collins, and now Rashad Penny are starting to learn.
I don't get why you guys go through so many backs.
Look at Rashad Penny's stats the last 4 weeks. He's the leading rusher in the NFL the last four games.
To me, why do you guys go through so many backs?
We should just need like three. Just need three backs. Yeah, we don't need five.
This many on your roster?
We don't need like six running backs. We need just three.
Do you need, like, six running backs
Penny, Carson, and Collins. That's it.
Yeah, y'all essentially got six running backs to replace Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah. Don't forget Thomas Rawls. Don't forget him. He's not around, though, but...
He had one good year.
Like, 2 years. He had like two good years.
Yeah, I mainly remember 2015.
2015 was awesome.
Yeah.
Such a good year for him.
He played great that year.
Oh, it was so much fun. He had a great run against the Bengals 1 year. That was a great game, too. Against Cincinnati, it was awesome. Speaking of the Bengals, how wrong were we on the Bengals this year?
Extremely.
Oh.
They look like they're going to be around a while.
Now, if you were to take a guess.
They're young.
Yeah, they're good.
They're young.
And Joe Burrow for MVP?
Not this year.
Damn it! I was calling it. I was hoping.
This year I want Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor should win MVP. That's if the Colts make the playoffs, Jonathan Taylor is going to win MVP.
That's my pick for MVP.
But knowing the NFL, it's going to be Brady.
Yeah, but if I was voting for MVP, I'd vote Jonathan Taylor.
Absolutely. I don't blame you either.
I think running backs should get more recognition. Personally.
You know what? TJ Watt should be MVP. He's one sack away from the all-time record.
Yeah, that should be recognized.
That should be recognized, but they won't.
Yeah, because like to get that many sacks in a season, you have to be having a monster freaking season.
Okay.
Like that's not an easy record.
TJ Watt, right now since 2017, there he was drafted or something. He leads the NFL in quarterback hits with how much? Take a guess.
What?
113. The next closest one, Matthew Judon, with 78.
Yeah, that's dumb.
That's ridiculous.
How many sacks?
He's got 21 and he's got 20, 21 and a half.
What, this year?
Yeah, this year.
Yeah, if you have 21 sacks in a season, that should be an MVP.
Yeah, true.
Because that's a lot of yards lost. Then the opposing offense loses a lot of yards.
That's a fair point.
You have a player like that. And having that many sacks means there's probably way more instances where he's getting pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah.
Means he's fast.
But they won't give it to him.
No, because he's a defensive player.
Ever since Mark Moseley won MVP in 1988.
87? It was one of those years.
87.
Yeah, because I know he won MVP and LT won MVP as a defensive player.
Mark Moseley is a kicker, by the way, for those wondering. In the 1987 strike year, he won league MVP.
Yeah, and then in 86, it was LT.
Was it 86 or 85?
Well, I think 86 was LT.
I'm going to Google this. Hey, Lawrence Taylor.
I know he won it as a defensive player.
Lawrence Taylor, LT, MVP season. Lawrence Taylor, MVP season. 1980.
Neither one of us was right?
No. Please hold. I'm going to find this out.
Trying to get the reception.
Did LT win MVP?
Did he?
Taylor won several.
I know he won. Didn't he? Or was it Rookie of the Year he won?
He won MVP. And he's won two defensive players to win MVP. I know that. 1986, you're right. Right. Three-time defensive player of the year, 81, 82, 86. He should have played longer.
Well, he was a cokehead.
He should have played longer. 142 sacks.
But what did he do in that 86 season to warrant MVP?
Cocaine, probably.
Yeah, but like stat-wise, we know how he did it, which was cocaine, but who wasn't doing blow in 1986?
This is true, especially in New York.
Hey, every rock concert, every rock star was probably on the blow in 86.
That's a fair point.
Like, all the clubs, like, the players, everyone.
It's time to BS.
Thanks to our friends at U Stadium for supporting Time to BS. If you're looking for a great sports app to debate with people and post your hot takes, then U Stadium is the place for you. They also have a great U Stadium shows like The Sports Desk, Snacks and Sunny, Time Out with U Stadium, and many more. You can also win prizes and get the scores of every single game out there. Download the U Stadium app on iTunes and Google Play today.
A U Stadium podcast.
Yeah. Wish in the 80s. Good God. If Joe Namath played in the 80s? Forget
good
it.
Good God.
Forget it.
Woof! When you watch the Lawrence Taylor highlights, you could tell that man was on something.
He was on... Jesus.
Like, when you watch his highlights, it legitimately looks like he was out to kill someone.
That's a fair... Yeah. That's... Yeah.
Like some of those hits.
Oh. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Let's see what else is going on here. No, that's text messages. I don't need that. Oh, yeah. Trevor Lawrence...
What about him?
Is he a bust?
No.
You don't think so?
1 year, you can't.
Because there's a discussion, there's a serious discussion going around NFL Twitter. Is Trevor Lawrence a bust?
Because people are so reactionary to and get tunnel vision looking at things in the short-term way of looking at things. It's his first year. Who the fuck was he throwing to on the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Marvin Jones, LaVisca Chenault, DJ Chark, that's it?
Who the fuck is blocking for him?
Not a great O-line.
Yeah. What the fuck is that?
I mean, they got two good guards. I mean, they got a good, great guard.
It's not
guard.
Complete, though.
By the way, Andrew Norwell is awesome.
He is an awesome
he's
guard.
He's an awesome player. I don't know how he's still, like, on the Jaguars.
Tell me about their center and tackles, though.
Brandon Leonard's not terrible. Cam Robinson's bad. So is Juwan Taylor.
It's not great.
Juwan Taylor was the highest rated tackle in that draft, by the way.
I know.
Keep that in mind.
I actually thought he was going to be a lot better than
I thought so, too. I don't know what the fuck happened to him.
I think the NFL level just, it never clicked. And then that defense is very suspect.
But if you were to fix the Jaguars, realistically, what would you do? How would you do it? Because they're probably going to get the first overall pick this year.
Tight end?
With the first overall pick?
No, not with the first overall
Aiden
pick.
Because Aiden Hutchinson's
I'm
going
sorry,
number one.
I'm talking free agency.
Fair point. Because Aiden Hutchinson's going number one.
Draft Michigan. Him.
Yeah.
Draft him.
Yeah.
You got it.
He's an animal.
Yeah, you
He's
got it.
He's a fucking animal.
Draft him.
People were comparing Aiden Hutchinson to Nick Bosa.
I can see it.
He's Nick Bosa.
Yeah, like, they have a similar play style.
Oh, good God. The Knicks are being destroyed right now by Boston. 63-47 Boston.
Ugh. Knicks need a point guard.
Yeah.
They'll never be anything.
Fuck it. Trade for Damian Lillard. Fuck it. No, bad idea. Bad idea.
Yeah, Dame.
Bad idea.
Dame scares me, man. That's a good
point. Would you imagine him in New York? He'd fit perfectly.
What, for his, like, killer mentality?
For his killer mentality, not only that, and also he just doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
He would fit perfectly in New York. I don't know how much wrestling you've watched in the last 2 weeks.
None.
Okay, good. Fuck, we need Kenny for this. Damn it, I completely forgot to call him. Nah, I'll call him next. We'll call him another time. We'll get Mike on next week, probably. Whoops, wrestling topic. Who the fuck cares? Week 18 discussion. What do we got?
So what are the actual playoff implications of this
week? Let me find out for you shortly. Because as of right now...
Yeah, because I think that most of the divisions are locked up, so we're going to see a lot of backups playing.
I got you. Tennessee and Kansas City right now are tied for the one seed in the AFC.
Okay, so they might actually play to win.
Cincinnati's locked in three.
All right, they're going to start their backups, probably.
Buffalo and New England are tied for the division lead in the AFC East.
Yeah, they're going to play to win.
The teams that haven't clinched yet, well, the Chargers and Raiders win and they're in. Yep. Colts win and they're in. Steelers win and they're in. Ravens, everyone needs to lose. Well, first of all,
Ravens need everyone to lose.
Colts, Chargers. Actually, yeah, they somehow need they need the Colts to lose. They need to beat the Steelers, and they need to somehow have the Chargers and Raiders tie.
Yeah. That takes a miracle.
That won't happen. I don't know.
All right, so for all intents and purposes, they're out.
Probably. I mean, actually, hold on. Whoever wins in the Chargers-Raiders game is going in the playoffs. Ravens need to win and Colts need to lose in order for Baltimore to get in. Colts should win, though. Colts have to win. Yeah. That's too good of a team.
Colts, they're not going to blow it to... They could just hand the ball off to Taylor the whole game and they'll beat Jackson.
If a healthy Marlon Mack is on the team, holy shit. Woof! And they got two other good running backs, too. Wilkins and Hines.
Yeah. Deep.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, Taylor to me is MVP.
Oh, yeah. NFC side. Packers are locked up. Rams are the probably two seed. Bucks are the three. Cowboys are four. Cardinals are the five. Niners win and they're in. Yeah, 49ers win and they're in.
Eagles clinched.
Eagles are in. So San Francisco's probably going to get in.
What do the Saints got
to
do?
Niners have to lose. And the Saints need to win. That's it.
Alright, yeah, so then we're going to see a lot of bullshit then this week. You know, this is when you see a third string quarterback and the practice squad running back. He's like 5'6". Come out. You know what week it is. This is the week where, you know, second string shines.
Yeah.
This is the week where Matt Flynn type shit happens.
Good God. Matt Flynn followed us on Twitter, by the way.
Really?
Matt Flynn liked a tweet of us on Twitter.
That's dope.
It was awesome, yeah. I mentioned, like, dude, you got so much money from the Seahawks. Like, I know. Thanks.
Hey, honestly, man's got to eat.
This is true.
Man's got to feed his kids.
Let's go to some hockey talk. As of right now, the Islanders are picking up speed, though.
Yeah, like I thought they would by now.
So they should. Do you think they pull St. Louis in 2019 and steamroll through the rest of the way?
I don't know about
their
that.
Their offense is like, good,
I feel
though.
Like that. I feel like what St. Louis did is like so unprecedented that it's just hard to predict.
Okay, here's a question.
I won't make a St. Louis comparison to any team.
No, that was historically great.
Yeah, that's like historical shit. You're like
okay. So, question for you. Did you see Kiefer Bellows, by the way? He's got his father in him. He's got his father's shot.
Like, I see him play.
He's got his father's shot.
Yeah, he can play.
The Rangers are good.
They're on a good year.
What?
Rangers are having a good year.
Oh, yeah. As they should. You're welcome. Actually, you called it.
Yeah.
You called it. My bad.
Coach was the issue.
Yeah, there you go.
I knew it.
Who makes the playoffs in the Metro?
Canes, Rangers,
Capitals, Caps,
Islanders.
You think Pittsburgh's out?
I think Pittsburgh is going to end up slow in overtime, and Islanders should be able to grab the wild card if they keep pace.
Or they could somehow grab... I don't think they win the division. I think they get, like, one of the three spots. Two, three, or four spot.
I think the top three will be Rangers, Hurricanes, Caps, and Sub-Order.
Dude, Islanders and Rangers first round of playoffs. How fucking sick would that be?
I think that would require the Rangers to get a one seed.
That would have to be.
Because I think the Islanders will end up in the four.
Because right now, Tampa's in front of you. Tampa's in front of you. Florida's good. Florida's really good.
Yeah, Florida's legit.
Toronto's
the mid. East in general, man, is just... Look how close all these teams are.
Look
East.
At fucking Detroit. Where the fuck did they come from?
Yeah, but look at how in the East Tampa has 49, and then Florida, Rangers, Washington will have 48, and then Carolina 47.
You know what has shocked me? You know what team has really shocked me?
What team?
Anaheim. Look at the Ducks.
Yeah. Have they been playing better?
They're second in the Pacific. What the fuck?
I guess it's working for them.
It's working.
They still have John Gibson, right?
Yeah, Gibson's still there. Zegras is still there.
I think they just needed to retool.
Yeah, as they should. As they should.
Yeah, Detroit is the one I didn't see coming.
Yeah.
Because I've been making fun of Detroit not that long ago, and now look at them.
Yeah, true. Montreal sucks. Ottawa sucks.
I think Ottawa is the team that's going to be eternally shit.
Oh my god. Okay, the Islanders are the best worst team in the league. Am I wrong? They have 26 points
teams
right now, and they're last in the Metro.
Yeah, I'd say of all the lower tier teams, they're the best team.
Yeah, that's true. Nashville, St. Louis, Colorado, and Minnesota are top in the Central. Vegas, Anaheim, Calgary, and Edmonton are top in the Pacific.
I think the truth is that it's still that the Islanders, they can make it to a wild card.
Yeah,
they'll
be fine.
Better.
True.
Because they had a lot of injuries. They had the COVID thing happen.
Twice.
Yeah, they just need to have like a fairly, you know, business as usual January, February, March.
There you go. In the NBA purposes, Chicago, good God, man, the Bulls.
DeMar DeRozan was the best at free agent sign in this season.
And the Heat almost had him.
Yeah, I think
Can you imagine if the Heat signed DeMar DeRozan to that team?
I don't know how the Jimmy Butler, DeMar DeRozan, like, duo would go.
That's a good point, actually.
Yeah, because that's two similar players.
That's true. DeMar DeRozan's a better player, though, right?
No, I think Jimmy Buckets is still the better all-around player, but DeMar DeRozan fits Chicago perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
Zach LaVine is the real best player on the Bulls.
True. In the West, Golden State, Phoenix, Utah, staying the same?
Yeah, that's staying the same. I think Denver breaks into, that gets out of the playing game, Lakers dropping out into the playing round, and then...
What if they miss the playoffs entirely?
I'd laugh.
That'd be funny. That'd be great.
That'd be the end of LeBron.
As they should. Well, we said that 4 years ago.
Yeah, but at that point, with a quote-unquote super team, but eliminating the first round the year before, not make the playoffs the next year, that, you can't say you're the best in the world at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone will finally... Like, maybe all the media coverage of the NBA will finally be to all these good, fun teams that we all see. If you actually watch basketball.
Good point. Okay, here we go. Offensive ranks for the Giants since Joe Judge hiring.
I don't want to hear
points per game. 16.59.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
It gets better. 32nd. Yards per game. 296. Yards per play. 4.85. Red zone efficiency. 46.2.
They may as well be doing nothing.
Oh my god, it was so bad. So bad.
Ugh. You know who should never get a job again?
Jake Gettleman.
No, I was going to say Jason Garrett.
Yeah.
Because he was calling these offensive plays.
I mean, he's still bad.
It's still bad for if he fought and they fired him, but, you know, for the bulk of Joe Judge's tenure, that was the offensive play caller.
Good point. All right, let's close the show out with a good topic for you that I sent you yesterday. From U Stadium, the Major League Baseball controversy.
Amen.
Apparently, they're holding up different baseballs for each game.
Yeah, it makes baseball lose its legitimacy.
Apparently, there's like a dead ball per like marquee games, and like a regular baseball for like
Yeah, they had a ball that for marquee games where they wanted the ratings to be high, they would get their home runs.
Yeah.
And then for regular games, they would have a ball where the hitters wouldn't really hit much.
Can you explain what the dead ball era was? What was that?
That was when they really limited offense after the steroid era.
That's true.
The steroid era now was the peak of probably popularity.
90s baseball.
90s baseball.
Oh, so good.
People filled the stadium.
Oh, so awesome.
And it probably, I think peak MLB, as controversial as it is, was McGuire and Sosa.
The steroid era.
Mark McGuire and Sammy Sosa.
That home run race. That home run chase in 95?
Yeah, the thumb year around it.
So good.
Because both players were just having incredible seasons.
But to quote how pissed off you were, when I showed you that video.
Yeah, because, like, you know what pisses me off? Major League Baseball has attacked the steroid era time and time again and said because it was cheated and it's not real baseball. Or that it, you know, hurt, like, the sanctity of baseball. You know what hurts the sanctity of baseball?
The dead balls.
Yeah, dead balls, live balls, whatever balls. The ball in one game should be the same as the ball in every game played that season.
That's it.
It should be that simple. Not,
should be that simple.
Oh, this is the prime time game. We need some home runs. Let's have some home runs. This ball's going to fly like crazy. That's not baseball.
It's not baseball.
At that point, you're just scripting out shit.
That's not what we grew up with.
And it makes you question so many games that happened this past season.
So many games.
It makes you question so many games.
By the way, can we agree on this, that the Field of Dreams game should be a yearly thing?
It should be a yearly thing.
It should be a yearly thing.
But next time, use real balls for that game.
Yeah, there you go. That was a beautiful game, though.
It was.
That White Sox-Yankees game in Iowa, that was beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
It was gorgeous. Oh, man. Oh, man. You dead? Tired?
A little bit.
A little bit? All right. Let's close out the show. We're 45 and a half minutes. Thank you guys for joining us for this episode of Dying to BS. Thanks to our friends at La Terrain and U Stadium for sponsoring this podcast. Oh boy, probably next week we'll get Mike on, depending on what's going on. But we'll get Mike and probably Jack on also. But yay, stuff.
Actually, no, next week I'm going to the game.
Oh shit, right.
Yeah, I'm going to Brooklyn.
Oh, that's right. Good deal. Yeah, all right, I'll get Mike and Jack on then.
Yeah, you need to get a co-host.
No problem, I got you. No problem. All right, all good though, man.
I do my NBA game thing.
That's a fair point. All right. See you around, guys. Have a good night.